This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm May Ortega. Express lanes on I-70 through Denver will start charging tolls tomorrow. The Colorado Department of Transportation waived those fees for the past year to test its new systems. The agency's Central 70 project has overhauled a 10-mile stretch of I-70 from north of downtown to Aurora. Toll prices will depend on the time of day, but they'll run somewhere between $1.50 and $4.50 with an express toll pass. Motorcycles, commercial vehicles, and carpoolers with an HOV tag are exempt. Newly released figures from the U.S. Environmental Protection Agency show ozone levels in Colorado Springs peaked above federal health limits. However, CPR Southern Colorado reporter Dan Boyce says this does not mean the city will face stiffer regulations on the dangerous lung irritant.
The springs peaked over what the EPA considers the safe threshold during an average from 2020 through 2022. The agency has the discretion to designate the city as being in non-attainment with the Clean Air Act, but EPA Regional Air and Radiation Director Adrienne Sandoval says the new data instead begins a dialogue.
We can provide technical advice and support, including any tools that we have or resources to help put plans into place to make sure that they don't go over these standards.
Meanwhile, Metro Denver is considered a severe violator. In Colorado Springs, Dan Boyce, CPR News.
Democratic Senator Michael Bennett is trying again to beef up the interstate response to zebra mussels and other invasive water species. Bennett and Republican Steve Daines of Montana have reintroduced a bill to expand federal oversight of efforts to limit cross-contamination between waterways. It would also make all at-risk river basins eligible for funding to decontaminate watercraft. This is CPR News and KRCC.